From the hills of West Virginia to the high rises of Chicago. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Dan is now sharing his experience and knowledge with the AM 560 audience. So sit back and learn how Dan has helped his clients manage the ups and downs of the real estate market across the country. Now, here's the host of the Mortgage Update, Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. Today, I want to talk about, there's going to be one subject mainly that we talk about today. It affects every part of your life, other than maybe your looks and your personality. But it could affect your job or you getting a job. It could affect your home, your rental, your car, your premiums, everything about your life. You know, I hate to say it, but it comes down to a couple numbers. And what are those numbers? Those are your credit scores. Now, don't turn the dial because you might think you know what your credit scores are. Or you might say, Dan, my credit is absolutely terrible. Or, you know what? I got an 800 credit score. There's nothing wrong with mine because I have Credit Karma or I have my Discover bill that gives me my credit scores. So you might be surprised when we go through all of the stuff we're going to talk about today. And I'll take any calls that you have at 833-DAN-FRIO. That's D-A-N-F-R-I-O. So let's get to it. So let me go through and explain. Let's start the show by explaining different credit scores. Okay, here's the scores that you see. So let's say, for example, everybody knows a Credit Karma. You see it on advertisements. You probably can't click on the web without seeing Credit Karma pop up saying, get your free credit scores. Okay, so there's two variations of credit scoring that's established. Let's take it from there. There's what's called your Vantage score and what is called your FICO score. Hugely different. So if you go to Credit Karma, it's a cool site and it teaches you about credit. That score that it gives you is a Vantage score. It's a one number and basically it's an educational tool. Take it as that. So there is no lender in the country that uses Vantage score to either approve your credit card approval, a mortgage, a car loan. They don't look at that for your insurance premiums. They don't look at that for anything. Basically, think of it as an educational tool, right? The next credit score is what's called your FICO. So your FICO has a range of 300 to 850, all right? Here's what most people don't know. So now we're going to get into the territory. You're like, okay, Dan, I know that stuff. What are things you probably don't know? And I guarantee you might know two of maybe the 10 things we go over. But let's go over how many credit scores are there? Okay, so let's break it down. I'm not going to bore you to death, but everybody knows, or most people know, there's three agencies, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. Okay, so there's three main companies. All right. Each company has different models. So let's just take it, for example, TransUnion. TransUnion has three scoring models. And they are, let's just say they're A, B, and C. All right. So A, B, and C. So under TransUnion A, there's four subcategories. Stay with me here. I'm getting somewhere, and I won't go through each piece of this, but there's over 30 different credit scores. So under TransUnion Series A, there's a mortgage score, there's a credit card score, there's an insurance score, and there's an auto score. So when you get your credit score from Discover, and you're like, you know what, I'm a 738, that's one of over 30 different scores, and it depends on what you're looking to do. Are you looking for a mortgage? Are you looking for a credit card? Are you looking for a car loan? All of those are going to have different numbers. So don't be surprised if your free credit system score is completely different than your actual FICO scores. All right? So now, where do we get these scores? So most people say, well, I go to Credit Karma or I give my Discover card. Let me take you to one spot you can do all this stuff. The website is called Credit Scores, plural, and more.com. Credit Scores and more.com. Step one is going to take you through setting up a free credit system. our credit scoring system. Doesn't cost you. It's not a hard hit. It's really nothing to you but setting up a free system. And it's really educational. I used it years ago. I still use it. And it does credit alerts and a whole bunch of other things. But again, it's free. It's a cool tool to use. So step one, everybody should do. It's cost you nothing. And you get alerts and you learn about credit. Okay? So the next piece of the puzzle is you're in that on that website, you go to step two. That system or that link will take you to a system called MyFICO. All right, that's a paid version. That version, if you go through that system, you'll get like 20% off. It's going to cost you maybe like $40. You're going to get your TransUnion, your Equifax, and your Experian, and you're going to get all models, the A, B, and C's that we spoke about. So you're going to get over 30 different credit scores. So that's where we want to start. You go to that system and you check your credit. The number one thing you got to do is check your real credit. Okay, that's our benchmark. So if you don't know what you don't know, you can't fix it. So again, three out of five people have bad information on their credit report. All right, so that's that part of it. So now we're at that stage. So now, what can we do? We have our credit report, the real one. We go through it. Okay, everything's on there is accurate. Cool. Everything on there is not accurate, and you have a bunch of stuff that shouldn't be on there. You have errors, and you have a whole bunch of stuff that you're just like, now what do I do? Now, so I have my real credit report with all these numbers, but I'm going through it meticulously, and I'm finding errors. What do I do? Well, let's go back to creditscoresandmore.com, and we're going to click Link 3. Link 3 is a system. It does credit repair, credit counseling, credit advice. It helps you with disputes. It helps you monitor your credit. It gives you credit identity theft, protection. It has everything in one place. Okay? That's where we're going to start. So you can do this on your own if you have maybe one or two different, maybe things on there that are wrong. But if you really need help, most times when I can't help somebody buy a home or refinance their home, it's because of their credit. So that's why Credit Scores and More was put in place. So credit step three will help you do all of this stuff. Okay. So now let's break down what really creates your credit score. Okay. The two biggest factors that make up 70% of your score is, and you're gonna know the first one, your pay history. How well do you pay on your accounts? Okay, everybody, that's a given. The next biggest component is what's called your credit utilization ratio. Okay, so here's what that is. Basically, you applied for a credit card at some point, and let's say you received a MasterCard and you were approved for $100. And you're excited because you were young at the time and your credit was or none. And you're like, cool, I got a $100 credit card now. Okay, then you go out and you go filled up your gas tank at $50. You got some Taco Bell at $15, $20. Now you just charge $70 and you get your statement in. Your utilization ratio is you now owe $70 on that credit card. Your high limit is 100. You might say, I only owe $70. Who cares? I can pay that off tomorrow. You know, I make $3,000-$4,000 a month. Well, the $70 you owe divided by the high credit limit of 100, you're at 70% of your utilization ratio. That's too high.
You'd be better off having a $2,000 owed on a $3,500 card.
Yes, absolutely. So what we want to do is we want to focus in on some of these areas, these two specific areas. Okay, those are the two areas we really want to concentrate on. So your pay history, just make sure you pay every month in time. It has to be within a 30-day cycle period of that billing. Your utilization rate. So a way to get around that is one of two things. Either pay your bill early before the statement comes out, or another way to do this, and it'll be a credit hack at the end too, I'll blow it now, is call that credit company, call that MasterCard or Visa that you have with $100 on there. See if they'll take it to, let's say, $1,000. As long as you've paid the last 6 months on time and everything's okay, they'll probably increase it to you at least to 500. Okay, so now you owe $70 on a $1,000 high credit limit. You owe 7%. You'll probably pick up 30, 40, 50 points just because of that. Okay, so what I want to do is in the second segment, we're going to go over about 8 or 9 different things that you, I guarantee you don't know all these. And again, don't turn the dial because this could affect your job. If and when you look to buy a home, it will affect your rates. Or are you going to get approved? What kind of premiums you have on your insurance, your car insurance? Did you know that your credit score plays a huge role in your insurance premiums? We're going to go through a whole bunch of things, and I'll be more than happy to answer your questions. Just give me a call, 833-DAN-FRIO, that's D-A-N-F-R-I-O, and go to our website. You can go to themortgageupdate.net, and it has all my sponsors on there. So don't go away. We will be back with some more credit hacks for you.
Now, more of the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. So what we're talking about is the one thing that affects every aspect of your life, other than your looks, maybe your personality. Could affect your personality, because if you have bad credit and you can't get in, buy a house, and you're homeless, and you can't drive to work because you don't have a car, then you can't get a job.
You might be Andre.
It can be really bad. So I want to go through 7 big elements of your credit. So again, if you think that your credit score is absolutely perfect, God bless you. But you might be surprised on how there's something there that might not supposed to be there, or you just might not know about. So let's go through my 7 biggest picks. Okay, one, as we already spoke about, payment history. Here's something that you might not know. What I'd like you to do is, you might say every month I pay off my Visa card. So I charge $1,000. I'm in good shape there because my high credit limit is $5,000. But, you know, I pay it off every month, so there's really no balance there. So what can we do? I would suggest, to help you out, is to pay your bill maybe a week or two early if you can. Here's why. If you pay it off when the credit company issues that statement to you, in most cases, they push that data out to the credit agencies. So when you get your statement, you owe $1,000, and that's the data that pushes out to the credit report. So let's just say, for example, you owe $1,000, and your high credit limit is $1,000. But you say, Dan, I pay it off every month, so my utilization rate or ratio is 0. No. Because when they reported to the bureau, you owed the $1,000. It's before they collected your payment. What I want you to do is pay it a week before the statement goes out. Okay, you might say, well, how do I do that? I don't have a statement. Every company has an online system. Go online. You know what you owe. You know your billing cycle in most cases. Send in a payment. You're going to pay it anyways. That statement's going to come out, and there'll be a 0 balance on it because you've already paid it. Thus, that's the data that's going to push to the credit agencies. So now you have a 0 balance on a $1,000 high credit versus $1,000 owed on a $1,000 high credit. You'll probably pick up 50, 60, 70 points. Easy! And that's just by paying 1 week prior to your statement going out. And again, that probably picks up, it depends on all your other credit. You might easily pick up 50 points because of that. Easy, if not more. Okay, so now here's a new system that just came out this year. It's a way for you to add your utilities and cell phone credit history to your credit. It was created by Experian. So if you go to Experian, experian.com/boost, you can sign up for it right there. So if you have thin credit, meaning you don't have a lot of credit, that's an easy way to get a boost in your credit scores. It allows them to kind of watch your utility payments and your cell phone bill and add that to your credit. So that's another little trick to help those that have some bad credit or not enough credit. Let's go that way. Now let's talk about number 3. And this is actually number 2 in our category because it comprises 70% of your score. It's paying off your debt or at least below 30% of the high credit limit. So do this. You might not even know it. But when your next statement comes in, look at it in detail. And it'll tell you on there what your high credit limit is. Now that gives us our benchmark. I'll ask you this. If it's only $100, $200, $300, $500, call that company and ask if they would increase your limits. Here's why. Again, it's an easy way. If you owe $100 and it's a high credit limit of 100, you're at 100% utilization. If they increase it to 1,000, you're at 10. Okay, so now your question might be, well, Dan, that's a hard pull on my credit. Yes, it is. But let's look at the net effect. You have them repool your credit, a hard pull, and it drops your credit scores down 8 points. Okay, so we just dropped 8 points. However, they approved you and your utilization rate went from 100% to 10%. Okay, we just picked up 40. The 40 we picked up minus the 8 for the credit pool, we're still 32 points ahead. We want to look at the net. What's the bottom line to your credit report?
And after 90 days, that hard pull, gone.
Goes away. Alrighty, the next one. Only apply for credit as needed. The holidays are around the corner. You're excited to get that Kohl's $20. Then you go to Walmart, and if you sign up, you get 10% off. And then you go over to another place, and they're offering you at Best Buy. If you do this, you'll get a free coffee mug. Everybody's enticed at this time of year to get credit cards or apply. If you're going to do any major purchases, or you're getting a new job, or you need a new insurance, or you're looking for a car, please be reluctant to do all that stuff because it will affect your scores. Now, the next one we want to talk about is don't close unused accounts. Don't close them. That will affect your overall utilization ratio. So what comes into play, I never knew this till just a couple years ago when I really started studying this, is, you know, you have this credit card. I had a Discover card since I was in college. I haven't used it in 10 years. They don't charge me any annual fee, and that's why I keep it. I really didn't even realize that I still had it. The whole credit system tallies up all of your available credit with all your accounts and all of the outstanding debt you have on that, and that also creates an overall utilization ratio. And again, the lower that utilization ratio, the higher your credit scores. And again, the ratio is just take your balance that you owe divided by your high credit limits. So that's it. So if they're charging you an exorbitant amount of money to keep that card, like $100 a year to keep a card, cancel it. But if it's free or a couple bucks, it might be worthwhile just keeping that open. All right, so now let's move on to the next one. Don't apply for too much new credit because the inquiries are going to hurt. So what happens is when somebody pulls your credit, it's called a hard hit. And a lot of people are educated on this part of it because they'll ask me, I get this all the time. It's like, I have to pull your credit because I have to see what kind, you know, what your credit is. That's a huge determinant of your mortgage rates and how much you can get lent to you and everything else about the mortgage process. So they ask me, is it a hard pull or a soft pull? Great question. When you're applying for credit, it is a hard pull. If you're applying just to inquire on your own credit, that's a soft pull. So when you go to this system that I'm talking about, the creditscoresandmore.com, I'm sorry, it sounds like an infomercial, but I gotta get that out because it's a one-stop shop to do all this stuff. If you go there, step one is going to pull and give you your Vantage score, like we spoke about. It's not hitting your credit scores at all, period. Then we say step two, we got to get your credit report to give us a benchmark. That's your true credit report from all the repositories, and you get all 30 credit scores, okay? You're getting your credit scores because you want to look over your credit to make sure it's accurate and make sure everything is right and what you can work on. You're pulling it, so it is a soft pull. Soft pull when you're doing it. I always advise people, go there, spend the $20, $30. Now you know what you've got on your credit. It gives you too much data, actually, and you know what you're working with. Okay, so what you want to avoid is hard pulls. So only have your credit pulled if and when you need it pulled, because the more inquiries you have, you're going to drop your credit scores. Okay, soft credit pull does nothing to your credit. It doesn't affect your credit scores, and it doesn't even count as an inquiry, because you're getting your credit for your behalf just to view for accuracy and to look it over. I highly suggest this. I never used to do this, but then once I tried to apply for a Discover card one time for my daughter. She was in college, and I'm like, okay, I'll get you a Discover card so you can buy your books. I was denied. I'm like, denied? And I go through the thing. There was a collection account from something I don't even know. There was a couple other things. There was a Sears account. I don't even know if Sears exists anymore. There, it said I owed on a Sears bill. I don't know the last time I've been into a Sears. So I went through all that, and I got everything fixed. But I, even in the business that I see people's credit every day, I didn't know my own credit. I want you to dispute anything that's wrong. That's what I did. I had a Sears bill. I think it was a medical collection that they said I owed, but I had proof that the insurance company paid. And there's a couple other things on there, is collections and late pays on accounts I didn't even have. So those are the areas that you really got to focus on. So those are the top seven reasons or seven things that I need you to do, or at least, you know, look at to try to build up your credit scores. If you got any questions you want me to answer personally, just give me a call at 833-DAN-FRIO. That's DANFRIO. Don't go away. We will be right back.
We now return to the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Here's Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. I just want to let you know, if you have any questions you want me to answer personally, just give me a call at 833-DAN-FRIO, which is DANFRIO. So right now, I want to pick up on where we left off yesterday. We were talking everything credit, and I am passionate about this. You might not be, but you kind of should be, because it affects all aspects of your life. You know, it can come down to, are you going to get that job or not? You might be competing against somebody else, and if your credit is you're past due on a whole bunch of stuff, you might not get that job. You might not get that house that you're looking to buy. You might have a very difficult time renting. All these things. You're trying to apply for credit, trying to get a student loan. All these things are going to be a part of your life, all the way down to, what are your insurance premiums? Could save you thousands of dollars in your insurance premiums. So this is a big part of your life. So what I want to talk about right now is some of the inaccuracies that people think, or I'll say wives' tales, on when it comes to credit. Okay, so these are some of the questions or comments I get a lot of times when people call me. They want pre-approved for a loan, a mortgage, but then they're like, you know, I don't want you to pull my credit, or I did this or I did that or something. So a lot of times people shoot themselves in the foot. So let's go over some things you might not get or you might not understand, because some of this stuff doesn't make any sense. The first thing and the biggest thing is where I see people falter a lot is when you have a collection account. Okay, so I can almost say probably 80% of the people that I pull credit on, they have a collection of one sort or another. And a lot of times it's a medical bill. Okay, so here's what happens is you have this collection account. What we want to do is, I have a video out there on YouTube. Check out my YouTube videos. Just go to YouTube and the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I think I have about 400 of them there. One of the biggest ones out there is, you know, don't pay off your collection account. Don't pay them off. So what I get a lot of times is, they're requiring that I pay it off to get the loan, to get the mortgage. It has to be paid off. Okay, so what I would suggest in that case, we pay it off in the loan that I do for you at the time of the closing. Don't tell any other mortgage people, because most of the time they're going to say, that collection needs paid off. And then we've got to prove that it's paid off. No. So here's what happens between me and you. You then go to that collection agency, and now you owe this XYZ collection agency, and it's a $1,000 bill that you took out 7 years ago. Okay, so the last reporting is 7 years ago. You owe $1,000 to XYZ company. So you then pay it off. What happens? Well, XYZ company now shows you a zero balance Cool. Awesome. But your credit score's dropped 30 points. What happened? Well, the last active date went from 7 years ago to today. So what the credit agencies are reading, or what the algorithms are reading for your scores, are you have a collection. It doesn't care about the balance. It could be a dollar. It could be $10,000. Believe it or not, you get hit the same amount in the last active date. So if the last active date is from 7 years ago, it probably is playing zero role in your credit scores. Now you paid it off. Now it's saying you got a collection and it's 2019. You probably just lost 10, 15, 20, 30 points by paying that collection off. Doesn't make any sense, but that's what happens. So that's the truth about collections. So what you need to do, again, the benchmark is getting your credit report. We got to get your credit report because we got to know what we're working with. All right, that's the number one thing. The next thing was what I hear from a lot of people is, I got to carry a balance on my credit cards. Why? Well, so it actually reads and says, you know, I'm using it. I have a balance. You don't have to carry a balance on your credit cards. Especially, look at your credit card statement. The rate's probably 25%. Why in the world would you want to carry a balance on a credit card if you're paying 25%, even if it's $100? You do not have to carry a balance on your credit card. Okay? So if you have the ability and you can, pay it off every month. And like I said in yesterday's show, if you could pay it off a week before your statement gets issued, that's even better. So get your credit cards paid off. And settlements. So here's what happens a lot of times is you owe on something and then you couldn't afford it or you couldn't pay it. So then you came back and said, I settled on it. And I settled for less than, but it's paid off. I got a zero balance now. That's going to affect you. It's going to affect your credit scores because what the credit is looking for is who you paid, who you paid on time, and who you pay in full. If you short paid somebody or settled for less than, it will have an effect on your credit scores. However, in most cases, it's probably better you did that than you did nothing at all. But If you can and have the ability to, call that company and ask them, can we settle on an amount? And if we settle, I want a removal letter stating that you will remove that account completely off of my credit reports. And I say S because they might come back and take it off TransUnion, but you're still on the other ones. I've seen that. You want to get that letter before you pay them in full. Then what you do is you pay them in full, and then a month or two later, you go back in and you check your credit and make sure it was deleted. So it's called a deletion letter is what you're going to be asking for. Don't go away, because when we come back, I'm going to give you about 4 or 5 credit hacks, simple little tricks to increase your credit scores fast and usually with no money. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Update on AM 560. Now, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. I always ask people, just Google me. Hopefully you like what you see. It's Dan Frio, D-A-N-F-R-I-O. It's The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. So here's what I want to go over in this segment. Credit hacks. All right, what is a hack? Well, a hack is a simple little trick or tool or something that you do to help your credit scores. Okay. In a lot of these cases, I'm not asking you to spend any money. I'm not asking you to spend a ton of time. They're just little tricks to increase your credit scores. Okay. Number one, and this is one that a lot of people don't know about, and it can increase your credit scores dramatically really fast, and that's piggybacking. So what piggybacking is this. You have not a lot of credit, and that's where it helps in most cases, when you don't have a lot of established credit. You don't have a lot of established credit. You got out of college a couple of years ago. You have a job. You just bought a car. You got a couple of payments on there. You just don't have enough credit on there. So what we do is we go out to mom, dad, aunt, uncle, brother, sister, somebody that you know meets these criteria. They have an account with a that they've had for a long time, number one. Number two, we want an account that they have a fairly sizable high credit limit. So let's say they have a MasterCard with a $5,000 limit, okay? The other part is you know that they don't carry a big balance. So they might owe $200 a month on that $5,000 credit card. And then most of all, they pay it on time. They've never missed a payment. Okay? If you can find those, and most of the time, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, brother, sister, somebody has that. I want you to ask them. And ask them like this. I'm trying to build my credit because I want to X. I want to buy a house. I want to rent. I want to buy a car. I'm applying for a new job, and I really don't have much credit, and I think this will help me. Can you put me or add me as an authorized user on your credit card? And I'll give you another tool to ask them where they really can't say no, because they might come back and say, are you crazy? I'm not going to give you get on my credit card. I worked really hard to get my credit the way it is today. I'm not going to have you go out there and blow it. Okay. You don't even have to issue me a card or even give me access to anything about that account. All I'm asking is to be placed as a authorized user. So now that data goes on to my credit account. So now you just picked up a 5-year credit history with a $5,000 high credit limit that they only owe a couple hundred bucks. So they're at a 10% utilization ratio, and it's a major credit card. It's a win-win-win-win-win. And again, make sure you preface it by saying, I don't even want a card. I'm not going to use it. I want no access to it. That's the biggest one. That's probably one of the easiest ones to do in this list. The next one is, we already spoke about it, is getting your high credit limits increased. Okay? So, here I recently had a client call me in. I'm going through their credit scores, and I'm like, their credit scores are horrendous. And I'm looking through, and I'm like, they've never missed a payment in their life. What? I don't get it. I go into it, and I look at it meticulously. They have a Discover card, a Walmart card, like 5 or 6 credit cards. So I'm thinking, okay, they have a good amount of credit cards. So that's good. What's the holdup here? They paid it meticulously. Well, every account had like a $250 high credit limit. Every account, they owed right around $200 or $220. Their utilization rates were out the roof, thus killed their credit scores. So within 30 days, I had that person go out there and call all the credit cards. Everyone except one increased their credit line to $1,000. 45 days into it, we repool their credit, and their credit scores were, I want to say, over 80 points higher than when we started. We actually put these people into a home less than 45 days ago. So I worked with them for about 4 months, and we took them from an absolute terrible credit scores to into their own home for the holidays. So that's that piece of it. And then let's get into the last one is get 3 credit cards, major credit cards, okay? Major, not a secured account, not a Walmart or Target account, major. Discover, MasterCard, Visa, they could be 3 MasterCards, whatever. Here's a tool that I'll give you to help find this. Is if you go, and again, it's going to sound like an infomercial, but creditscoresandmore.com. I love the site. Go down through it. Just go to creditscoresandmore.com. I'm getting some more with this. Click step one. Step one is absolutely 100% free. Doesn't ask you for a credit card, nothing. It'll give you your Vantage score. And we talked about Vantage score. It's an educational tool. It's a cool site. That site will monitor your credit. It'll do a whole bunch of things, educational blogs, videos, the whole ball of wax. What it does for you is it helps find you, the credit card that matches your credit criteria and that you're most likely to get approved for. The reason why, I don't want you going out there and just applying for credit, as we said in the previous show and in this show, because the inquiries are going to start to hurt. you go through this system, and the system will match you with the best credit card that meets your needs in your credit profile. It'll work. Trust me. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Once again, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And today's show is all about credit. So what I want to discuss right now is, a lot of times I don't go over mortgage rates, but I figured I'd start to do that now. I'll go over week to week and kind of explain a little bit more, and I won't go into huge detail, but you know, going over interest rates and where they are for the week. So we are, today is November 9th, 2019. Most people don't know I also offer jumbo mortgages, and I did a scan through a whole bunch of systems on Friday, and I realized I was basically tied for the lowest rates in the country. Many people don't realize that. So let me give you an analysis of what I did on my research. A $1 million home, $750,000 loan amount. My rate today, or as of Friday, which it might change over the weekend, it depends. So, but as of November 9th, the close of business November 8th, was 4.125 with an APR of 4.22. A 30-year fixed rate, and my criteria on that is a $500,000 loan or $500,000 home value with a $400,000 loan. 30-year fixed, 3.875 with an APR of 3.96. A 15-year term on the same criteria as the other, 3.375, APR of 3.46. And then FHA and VA, a $400,000 purchase with a $386,000 loan. The rate is 3.625 with an APR of 4.875, and that is 30-year fixed. So that's what's going on in the mortgage rate world today. If you'd like to see what you qualify for, just give me a call personally at 844-775-LOAN, and loan is 5626, or shoot me an email at dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. Just Google me. Check me out on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, my website, everything you need to know about me. I would highly suggest you do your homework before you check or sign up with a mortgage advisor. So thank you so much. I appreciate you listening today. I want to thank our sponsors, Dottie Dosay with Echo Home Inspections, Inc. If and when you're buying a house, make sure you reach out to Dottie to go through the house and make sure there's no issues with it. She does a fantastic job. Gary Hall with RE/MAX Central. Gary's a fantastic realtor that we use in the Hoffman Estates area. He does a fantastic job if you're looking to list your home. He will present it the way it needs to be presented to sell. AD Supplies. They have all your industrial safety needs, such as gas cans, spill containment, distribution and containment, materials handling, and safety cabinets. So check them out. Stuart Ramirez with eSignature Realty. Stuart helps my clients on the north side, does a great job. I've known him for years, and he'll make sure he finds you that dream home. Tom Mirabelli. Tom is your independent insurance provider and consultant. I used Tom in the past to get me out of Obamacare because my premiums were just too high. Pat Noon, PJN Tax Solutions Group. Pat will get the IRS off your ASS. So if you have any problems there, please make sure you get a hold of Pat. Credit Scores and More. Everything you need to know about credit. Just go to creditscoresandmore.com. Universal Masonry Group, Joe Tribuzio. Joe actually redid my basement, and it's unrecognizable. So if you need anything done, remodeled, building, basement finishing, bathrooms, kitchens, anything you need, check out Universal Masonry Group. And then David Ablin. Dave works with my clients in the suburbs to help them find their dream home, and Dave has been doing it for probably 20 to 30 years. He does a fantastic job, and he works on the clients on an individual basis. So thanks to all those sponsors. Thanks again for tuning in this week. I will be back next weekend, same day, same time.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Call Dan today at 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-4255.
5626 or online at thefrioteam.com.